time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And of course, we know that that is much easier said than done. And as we sit here at the beginning of 2023 in January, many of you are seeking to reach those goals. But as a health and wellness coach and a nutritionist, I am somebody that works all year round in helping people craft these goals and create strategies in order for them to reach those goals. But why is it that every January we come back to that same place? That same place of why did I not reach those goals? Or if you did reach them, did you achieve them and did you sustain them? So earlier this year, which was truly just last week, I did a seminar with my members, and I really caught their attention when I asked them to approach this year differently. I kind of told them about goal setting strategies, and it really caught their attention because as we make these goals, we make them, but we don't necessarily define what those goals are. And I simply asked them to get out of the weeds. And they all looked at me. And again, we were over Zoom, but I was able to see over 100 of them in their tiny little Zoom boxes. And they all looked at me in despair, not knowing what I meant. I wanted them to get out of the weeds. And my request was to get out of the weeds. When we are in the weeds, I want you to imagine yourself in a grass-filled area searching for an answer. You're in the weeds. You're not seeing very much when you are in the weeds, are you? All you can see is what is right in front of you. And oftentimes when we make goals, that is what we do. We only look for what is right in front of us. We don't see the big picture. And furthermore, as we are making goals in January, we don't take that time to step back and evaluate everything that needs to be put into the goal-making process. Furthermore, as I continued to ask my members to get out of the weeds, they still didn't really quite understand, just as you might not be understanding what I'm saying at this moment. But they were continuing to ask me, you know, what's important about diet, what's important about calories, how many calories they should eat, what the appropriate macros are for each meal. And this is all important information. But again, I just kept saying to them, you guys need to get out of the weeds. And they still had no idea what I was talking about. So at that moment, I said to them, let's take a little ride. Let's all hop into a hot air balloon, shall we? And we got into this little hot air balloon, this imaginary one, and we got in and elevated up into the sky. Then I asked them to look down at the 10,000 foot view of what 2022 look like. What does your 10,000 foot view look like of your overall intake? That is what matters. Because as we try to diet, as we try to make changes, we often just get consumed with what is in front of us. We are just worried about the today. We are just worried about the this week or this month. We don't think about the big picture. And it is the big picture that matters. We hyper act and we overmanage the little intricacies that go into our diet, but we don't consider the big picture. And so as we were sitting in this hot air balloon looking down, I asked my members, what does your overall look like? And many people admitted that their overall intake for 2022 did not look so great. Many people admitted that their overall looked great until October, where then everything burnt down to the ground. Well, if your overall looked great for the first 6 months, but then for the last 6 months, it didn't look so good, perhaps then that could be why you have not met your goals. Our bodies are unable to differentiate the difference between a day and a week and a month. It's the big picture that matters. So if you're somebody that has a really hard time with the concept of consistency, this show is for you. In order for you to meet your goals, you really do need to be consistent. And furthermore, you have to realize what tasks are involved for you to meet those goals. Research by a psychologist, a career coach at the Dominican University of California, says that there is a direct correlation between setting goals and achieving success. And this is properly defined as goals that help us trigger new behaviors and help us focus on what is important to us. Of course, it's not just about setting goals, it's about achieving them. So let's look at the top strategies that are needed to not only set those goals, but achieve them. And this applies to not only your personal goals, but also professional goals. So first off, what are goals? Before you set your goals, you have to know what a goal is. And oftentimes we go into this goal making process without even really knowing what a goal is. We just want to achieve it. So one big thing is to have a SMART goal. And I've done shows before on SMART goals. It's a trending word now, but as a wellness coach, I've done a lot of training on what the actual acronym means for SMART goal. I'm going to break it down for you today. So the first thing is specific. There is no point in setting a goal if it's vague. Goals will not be met. You cannot achieve a goal unless it is specific. This is important for both you or anybody that you set a goal for. If you have employees that you are trying to set goal for, you need to establish the aims, and you have to have those goals and those setting goals so broad so that people can understand exactly what you are trying to expect from them, and so that they know what you want to pin down. It's important to be able to measure the success as well. So if you're asking yourself to achieve a goal and it's not specific, you're going to wander off the path and you're not going to be able to nail down on it. It doesn't have to be this traditional numeric type of specific goal that has a scale or a statistic to measure. But for example, if your goal is to start working out, that's too vague. Start working out doesn't give you any definition. So if I had a client that said to me, I want to start working out, I would want them to be more specific. I would want to know what they're going to do to work out. I would want to know where they're going to go to work out. I would want to know how many days a week they're going to go to work out. That is giving it more detail, and it's able to be measured. This is something that I am forcing my clients to define. Secondly, it needs to be relevant. So if somebody is saying that they want to work out, but it has no relevance whatsoever to their goal, then I would ask them to define a different goal. So for example, if their goal was to save more money in 2023, but they said that their action was going to be to work out every day, I would say that had no relevance. And believe me, I have had people say to me that they want to save more money, and that they're going to work out every day. And I ask them, well, what relevance does that have? People will come back and say, well, you know, it keeps me out of the stores and it keeps me off of the internet. And I understand that that could have some relevance. However, that is not something that directly applies to the goal of saving money. All right, so the next thing, the M, measurable. Once you have a specific goal pinned down, it's important to be able to measure it and measure the success of it. So back to my example of working out, you can say all day long that you're going to start working out, but how can that be measured? So as I ask my clients to be specific and to lay out the boundaries of how often and when and where, this can be measured. It could be measured by putting tallies on a piece of paper, putting stars on a calendar, or just checking off dates in your notebook. This is something that's concrete and it could actually be measured. You are measuring the success and the completion of the goal. Furthermore, as much as you might not be looking forward to seeing the calendar with the schedule and all the empty boxes that you do have to check off, there is huge importance and relevance to facing the grit that's involved in understanding what needs to be done. Because again, let's go back into that hot air balloon, that 10,000 foot view, as everybody is scurrying in January, creating these goals, it's important to get up into that hot air balloon and get yourself up there to look at that 10,000 foot view. Because can you sustain this? Are you going to be able to do this for the long run? Because if you're not, then scale it back down. It needs to be attainable. And that is exactly what the A is for in SMART goals. This needs to be within reach. You need to lean on yourself, lean on what you are able to do, and research to make sure that it is attainable. Now, certainly, this doesn't mean that you can't change the outline of your goal. This doesn't mean that if you decide in January that you're going to work out 3 days a week, that you can't advance that to 4 days a week come June. That also doesn't mean that you can't drop it to 2 days a week in March. But the point is, when you have this written out, when it is measurable, when you have been specific about it, and you need to drop from three to two, that is defined as a modification. Whereas most people that can't maintain what their original goal is, they consider that a failure and they just stop completely. So going into this, understanding that this is an agreement that can be changed, it's no different than a grocery list. You know, how many times do you go to the grocery store with a list? That is your measurable plan. That is your specific goal. But yet, you do change it, and that is okay to do. So that is your attainable. And then, of course, time-bound. That is what the T is for. Goals must be time-related. It is not productive to set a deadline too far in the future for a simple task or an unrealistic short deadline for something that's too complex. But you should write them down. In fact, there's a huge line of research that was just done by the CDC, in fact, that shows that your chances of succeeding in a goal increases immensely simply by writing it down. I'm going to share that research with you. Don't just daydream about your goals. Put the pen and paper to work and write them down. This makes your goals more tangible and it makes them more real. So first off, you do have a 76% higher likelihood of achieving your goals if you do write them down. Now, I'm not just talking about write them down on a piece of paper and then, you know, throw that in your desk drawer. I'm talking about write down your goals daily. How did you do? This goes back to our measurement. Keep up with that. Did you do your workout? You did do your workout. You didn't do your workout. How did it feel? Create an action for your reaction. And certainly write down the goals and write down your commitments. Share them with somebody, because if you don't have somebody to be accountable for, then no one is going to know if you decide to put this all on the shelf until next year. So if you're listening and just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about goals. And I'm talking about that big picture, that 10,000 foot view. And that is something that we so often forget. Making your goals visible. How many of you have made a goal and have succeeded in it? I want you to take a minute and think about that. When you have succeeded at a goal, have you had your eye on that prize? Have you written it down somewhere so that you can see it, whether it is a picture, whether it is just an affirmation, something that you jot down, something that you're constantly reminding yourself of? We have so many little visual cues now. We have countdown calendars. We have widgets that we can put on our phones. If it's not a personal goal, if it's a professional goal, you can just even put a post-it down somewhere on your mirror, on your refrigerator, just to nudge you every morning. And believe me, 76% likelihood that you will succeed. And if I could share a personal story, way back when I ran my first marathon, I was very obsessive with my schedule. And as difficult as it was, because I had a very hard time getting through that first marathon, and I had very many failed attempts prior to that, I actually didn't succeed until I looked at that full 20-week calendar. I needed to look at it. I needed to face it. I needed to see that 10,000-foot view. Prior to that, all I was dreaming about was that medal. You know, that 26.2 sticker on my car that I wanted so bad. I wasn't able to compensate or comprehend all of the work that was involved. I knew, of course, the training that needed to go into it, but I didn't understand all of the grit, as I've said many times. And when I say grit, I mean the pain that was involved, the nights that I was going to have to stay in and get a good night's sleep, the mornings that I was going to have to get up and run in the rain. And so these, what I'm saying to you right now, are the obstacles. And if you have been unable to reach a goal, the reason for that is something is stopping you. So if you can all kind of take a minute as I'm talking right now, think about that one thing that you have not been able to achieve. What is that? What is that one thing? And what is that one thing that you have not been able to achieve? What is that barrier? What is that obstacle that has been stopping you? And so often that's what we do. We focus on that, but I can't, you know, I can't do it. I'm the person that just can't get up early. And that's our focus. We stop at the barrier. I'm unable to do it. And we focus, we circulate right there. And so what I do with my clients is I force them to come up with a solution to their obstacle. Because when it comes down to it, if it was life or death, and you were in your car, moseying down the highway with your family, trucking along to Florida, going on a road trip, and your car broke down in Tennessee somewhere, and you're coming from, you know, Chicago, you wouldn't just stop there and say, well, my car broke down, I guess this is where we're going to stay, right? But this is what we do when we make these goals. We accept the fact that we can't do it. But in reality, when push comes to shove, and when it means life or death, we come up with a solution. So what is your solution? And so when I coach members and they say, well, you know, I really want to lose weight, but my obstacle is when I get home from work, things get really crazy, and you know, my kids get home and I start munching on the food that they brought in, and then I lose control. And stop right there. That's your obstacle. What is your solution? So I am forcing them to come up with a solution. You're in Tennessee, your car broke down, your kids are with you. What are you going to do? Come up with your solution. So that right there is going to help you, because that very first morning that I woke up, and I can tell you point blank, I remember this like it was yesterday. I woke up, I was supposed to run an 18-mile run, and I decided I wasn't going to do it. And I laid down face down on my living room floor on the carpet and fell back asleep. I remember this. And I woke up 2 hours later, and all I could think of was that I would be halfway through my 18-mile run. And that's when I decided I did not have a plan. So come up with a plan, write it down, and be ready to execute it. Because if you're not, then you are going to be asleep on your floor like I was. And by the way, that was the last time I ever did that. And so break it down, break down your obstacles, and go by the ladder rule. This is kind of what I talk about. Have a ladder rule. Write your main goal on top of the ladder and work your way back down. Okay. If your goal is at the top, let's just say it is to achieve that weight loss. It's at the very top. What steps are needed for you to get there? And only you are going to be able to answer this, because this is going to be different for everyone. Every one of those steps is going to have a process. And every one of those steps is also going to have an action. And this is a big one that I see with people all the time. We get on the ladder and we look at that first step. And that first step is initiate the action. I'm going to do this. I'm going to create the goal. I'm going to run a marathon, right? And we look at the last step. We don't look at the steps in between. So a really great plan for you, if you're somebody that's really struggling with this, is draw yourself a ladder, and on that bottom step, write your first action. On your second step, write what your obstacle is going to be. On that third step, write what your solution is going to be to that obstacle. And then continue on up until you get to that very top step. Because goals aren't going to just achieve themselves, and obstacles aren't going to just solve their own problems. I'm pretty sure nobody's car has ever broken down in Tennessee and gotten fixed all by itself. There has to be work involved. There has to be a thought process involved. And truly, if you want to achieve your goals, you have to be proactive. It's not going to just happen by luck. And this is a really big part of change. There are 6 different stages of change. And I am actually going to do a whole show on this. I think this is a really great show to do, because the first stage of change is the pre-contemplation. And people will stay in pre-contemplation for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And this is the stage where you are just kind of waiting for that motivation. You're waiting for that special day to come where you're just going to be able to do it. It's kind of like you're outside looking inside the windows going, everyone else can do it, but I can't. And that's because you're outside. You haven't taken action. And your barrier is that door. So what plan do you have to open that door? Write down each step that you need to get that door open, and create an action plan that's going to keep you on track. And be optimistic about it. Be optimistic about your progress, but also keep it into perspective. This can become very, very easy to fall down that slippery slope of becoming obsessed with achieving your goals. And you actually might reach a point where you feel like you can do anything and have done anything to reach your goal, but you're not getting any closer to reaching that goal. And if that does happen, that's where you have to stop, get into that hot air balloon, and float your way up and ask yourself, what is that 10,000-foot view? Are you taking action, Or are you in the weeds, just circling around, only seeing what's in front of you? And that's actually what we call burnout. If you are feeling burnt out, then you need to take a break from this plan. You need to take a break from this plan and, again, look at the bigger picture or reassess what your goals are. Perhaps they're not specific enough. Perhaps they're not attainable. Perhaps you're not measuring them or you're not achieving them because they're not measurable. And practice that kindness toward yourself and give yourself a little bit of time instead of just giving up on yourself. Same thing, scale back. If you're at the grocery store and you need to change your plan, you can change your plan. You don't just leave the whole cart there and leave the store. You change your plan. And the same thing goes with your goals. Modify and reassess, but mostly be accountable. And that's the biggest thing. So I hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy your 10,000 foot view. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.